Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Intimacy, jealousy, commitment, and sexual fulfillment. Believe it or not, all of these important pieces of close relationships are affected by your attachment style. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Wu, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. So today's episode is part two of a three-part series on how attachment styles affect your intimate relationships. For part one of the series, we looked at what the four major attachment styles are. So if you haven't heard that one yet, I suggest you do that first so you know what all the major types are and you can better understand today's episode. All right, here we go. We're going to talk about four ways today that your attachment style affects your relationships today. Let's say you've been dating someone for, say, 3 months, and things have been going well. You have a great connection, you share a sense of humor, you like each other's friends, and you haven't seen any red flags. You haven't been going on dates with anyone else for a couple of months now, and one evening, this person's hanging out at your place and brings up the idea of becoming exclusive and officially becoming a couple. What's your reaction? Maybe it's number one. Sure, let's give it a shot. I really like you, so let's see where this goes. Or maybe it's number two. Whoa, slow down. I don't think commitment is my thing. Maybe we should take a step back. Or perhaps it's number three. Wait, what? My toothbrush is already permanently installed in your bathroom. You've met my parents and you know all my secrets. We're way past exclusive. And perhaps it's number four. I don't know. Are you mad? I really like you, but I need space. So your response probably largely depends on your attachment style, which is your pattern of thinking, feeling, and behaving in the way that you bond with others. And these attachment styles, as a quick review, generally falls into four different styles. Secure attachment, dismissive avoidant attachment, anxious preoccupied attachment, or fearful avoidant attachment, also known as disorganized attachment. Of course, every relationship is affected by different circumstances. Your response here about commitment will depend on a lot of factors. But think of all the romantic or other close relationships you've had or attempted. Do you see a pattern? What about other aspects of relationships like intimacy, trust, jealousy? These are affected by your attachment style too. So let's take a look at a few different aspects of relationships that often determine how they start, develop, and perhaps end. So number one, what we've already touched on, commitment. Deciding to commit to a relationship can be a rational, economic process of weighing pros and cons. But it's not hard to imagine that there are less rational processes at work too, including attachment. It's no surprise that people with dismissive, avoidant attachment styles feel the least committed to their romantic relationships out of all the attachment styles. On the other end of the spectrum, securely attached people feel the most committed. Researchers who followed the activity of people with avoidant styles for a few months found that they were most likely to have a breakup during that period. Of course, it makes sense for people with avoidant attachment styles to experience breakups more often. They feel uncomfortable with emotional closeness and believe that they don't need or want intimacy. Sometimes they even pride themselves on their lack of that need. So the first conflict or downturn in excitement levels in their relationship might be enough to make them end it. Alternately, their lack of wanting to commit and get close might push their partner to make that decision. Now let's talk about jealousy and trust. Jealousy is a natural emotion we sometimes feel when we're in a close relationship. The emotion helps us to identify threats to this relationship. It's perfectly natural to get jealous if you see a romantic partner flirting with someone else or receiving a lot of attention from a potential rival, for example. Jealousy only gets problematic if it's out of proportion to reality or leads to unhealthy behaviors like intensely monitoring your partner or restricting their independence. Researchers have found that those with the anxious, preoccupied attachment style are the most likely to engage in surveillance of their partners. They also feel worse when they're experiencing jealousy than people without this attachment style. On the other hand, those who are dismissive avoidant feel less fearful and sad than other attachment types when they get jealous. But both of these insecure attachment styles are associated with more irrational beliefs in a relationship when compared to people with secure attachment. This is likely because both anxious and avoidant people have difficulty trusting. Insecurely attached people not only feel more jealousy, but they can be more prone to making their partners jealous on purpose. Specifically, having an anxious, preoccupied, or a fearful avoidant style makes a person more likely to induce jealousy in the other person. Anxious, preoccupied people use more aggressive communication, while fearful, avoidant people tend to be more passive-aggressive. All right, so we've talked about commitment and jealousy and trust. Now let's talk about emotional intimacy, another really important aspect of close relationships. One attachment researcher has described four prerequisites for being able to have intimacy in a relationship. One, the ability to seek care. Two, the ability to give care. Three, ability to feel comfortable with an autonomous self. And four, ability to negotiate. These abilities, unsurprisingly, are affected by attachment style. Securely attached people are more connected to their romantic partners, with more engagement in the relationship, more communication, and more shared friends. They're also more authentic in the way they express themselves in the relationship. Of course, intimacy applies to platonic friendships too. Another study specifically brought friends into the lab to observe them interacting with each other. The researchers, as flies on the wall, did not observe any differences between friend pairs of different attachment styles, but the securely attached participants themselves felt that their conversations involved more sharing and were more supportive. And of course, we can't really talk about very intimate romantic relationships without talking about sex. Securely attached people also have a greater sexual intimacy with their partners, with more open communication about sex and overall more sexual satisfaction. Insecurely attached people were more likely to have anxiety or inhibitions about communicating about sex with their partners. In men, having both anxious and avoidant attachment styles are associated with a higher chance of experiencing sex addiction. In women and girls, insecure attachment can be the reason for aggressive behaviors, which allows them to provoke other people to engage with them without having to be vulnerable. This was not only the case among straight men and women. In a diverse group that included gay, straight, cisgender, and genderqueer participants, attachment style was a big predictor of sexual desire and satisfaction. Interestingly, a person's attachment style was a better predictor of sexual satisfaction than sexual desire even was. When it comes to enjoying your sex life, having a healthy attachment style may be even more important than physical desire. So it's clear that having a secure attachment style has benefits. Benefits for commitment, trust, lack of jealousy, emotional and sexual intimacy. People with secure attachment are not only more likely to have more stable and long-lasting relationships, but also healthier and more satisfying ones. But if you have an insecure attachment style, through no fault of your own, as we previously discussed, does that mean you'll struggle with intimacy forever? Worry not. In part 3 of our attachment mini-series, we'll look at how to overcome insecure attachment through openness, a little bit of hard work, and some luck. So stay tuned for next week's episode on how to overcome insecure attachment. For now, let me know what you think about the attachment series so far. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me on Facebook and on Twitter at @QDTSavvyPsych or at @JadeWooPhD. And if you'd like psychology tips delivered straight to your inbox, subscribe to the Savvy Psychologist newsletter. You can also subscribe to this podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Meanwhile, happy intimacy, happy attachment. Enjoy your relationships and know that Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.